The Capital Cities Committee dedicated to reviewing the regulation of personal fireworks will meet for the first time tomorrow to discuss what issues need to be addressed following extending New Year's Eve celebrations in the city. Well, the committee, led by Councillor Sandy Hickman, is beginning discussions on how to address the complaints surrounding consumer firework use. Councillor Hickman speaks with VOCM's Noah Shepherd.
This committee is just an ad hoc committee that's going to give some thought to all the issues involved over the next week or two, then go to council with these thoughts, and council will determine where we go from there and whether that is into a more in-depth review or whether we can come up with some fairly quick and easy courses of action. Now, his point on enforcement is a typical of any city bylaw in that we don't have people driving around all evening and all night looking for problems. We basically react to calls and concerns of residents. I think, though, it's important that despite perhaps reinforcement problems or enforcement problems, the fact that you have tighter regulations, most people will follow them and adhere to what we ask them to do. And if not, at least we'll have a better piece of information on each person who has purchased. For instance, we may get more information and we could follow up more directly thereafter. I'm not as concerned about enforcement as perhaps the mayor is. I think it's just more important to get some controls in place.
For special events, would there be any difference in any specific regulations?
I've talked to people in other towns, and the mayor has talked to people in towns in the area, and the concerns are the same. And generally, it's bothering of individuals and animals. And the fact that they go on at different times and quite often for days at New Year's and Christmas and perhaps even in the summer without anyone really controlling when and where they can go off. So that's the major concern I have. And the second major concern is the safety of the user and the viewer and making sure that people know how these things should be used and are taking that duty of care. That is perhaps my biggest issue is the safety one. So we aren't there yet. We're going to have some thoughts and some recommendations on this for council in the very near future. And we hope to have something in place for the summer.
One of the issues being addressed is the frequency of the fireworks. But what about the timing of the fireworks, such as fireworks going off after midnight?
Yeah. And that is the tough question, though. What's the right time to be setting off these fireworks? Now, some people will want to do them right at dark, at 5 or 6 o'clock for young children. Others may have teenage groups and want to do them at 8 or 9 o'clock. And others will want to do them at the stroke of midnight and still others a little bit after. So to me, that would be understandable. But doing it for a period of a week or two either side of that, I think that's people's greatest concern in that they are concerned that it's going on a lot of evenings. But I think regulation and certification and some more controls being put in place would limit it somewhat. The other thing is that it's really important that people have a good civic fireworks show. And right now we do ours at Kitty Vitty, and that's great for the people down the Far East End. Why would you want to set off fireworks when you're close to Kitty Vitty? Should the fireworks be more centrally located? Should we do a West End fireworks show and limit fireworks for private use? There's all kinds of questions that are out there, and we're nowhere near getting to even the crux of the matter yet. We know the concerns, and we want to work from them and see what we can come up with in cooperation with other municipalities and with St. John's Regional Fire Department.